I was down at spring training. I put on this show with this kid from Arizona State. Whoop. Aiden, it was fun to be at spring. I had a great time. Great time. Didn't realize Tony Vitello went off on the media or whatnot. He started talking a little Wayne. I'm you're my guy, Tony V. And an hour later, it's like.
You're referring to the Tennessee stuff.
Yeah.
When did you report that I was coming here from Tennessee?
Yeah, I wasn't there for that. I was talking to Matt Chapman.
I'll be plotting my revenge.
You showed up a few minutes later.
I showed up midway
through.
Not
knowing what the hell is going on.
He dropped a little Wayne.
And you're like, my guy.
Dude, he walks away. I'm like, my guy, what little Wayne? He goes, no ceilings. I'm like, oh, ice cream paint job. He destroyed that beat. Oh, you're good. We're going to get along great. And an hour later, Matt Lively, KPIX, will be at the Valkyries game as the sideline reporter. Yep. Does a great job. He's got a tweet out. I'm like, whoa.
What did I miss?
Now I look like a douche for dapping him up in front of everybody, not knowing what was going on. I thought coming out of spring, I told this kid the clip, it's still, people were comedy, no doubt about that. But young man named Aiden from Arizona State, they were out here for the Super Bowl radio row, jumped on with him. And I said, look, this offense is going to put up numbers. I think the Giants will contend for a wild card spot. This offense looks so good on paper. And then April happens.
Worst offense in baseball.
Devers. One of the worst numbers in all of baseball.
Yeah.
And here we are with the bullpen ERA since May 25th at 6.45. They have no bullpen. Starters aren't getting deep in the games. Well, recently they have. And Malley pitched well, and Robbie Ray's had two consecutive good starts. Maybe he's auditioning for another team. Most likely. And Logan Webb has been dynamic.
He's been so good.
So good. But you saw the game yesterday where they blow a 6-2 lead going into the seventh inning. The way the Giants have handled this season, on the field, off the field. Grandy, I've been watching Giants baseball since 89. They were my first love.
Mm-hmm.
Them and the Niners like neck and neck, 1A, 1B. This is worse than 96 when they lost 94, 98 games. I think they lost 98 games that year. This is the worst season of Giants baseball I've ever experienced. Ever. I mean, and we're not even halfway. Are we halfway through?
No, today is the official halfway point.
Halfway point is
today's game 81.
Against the Braves.
Yeah.
Halfway through, this has been the worst season I've ever experienced in Giants baseball. It's not even close. When you think about the talent on the field, the names that they have, Buster Posey running the show, you take a chance on Tony Vitello, who was managing in college, and I like the gamble. Mm-hmm. You're in the division with the Dodgers, Padres, and Diamondbacks. Let's try something new. Hey, there's been no season like this when it comes to Giants baseball for me.
How bad do you think does it cost somebody a job? Because we just saw the Mets fire their manager.
Yeah.
They just fired Carlos Mendoza. Mm-hmm. And I heard this piece of sound on SportsCenter earlier today. Tim Kirkchian, the great Tim Kirkchian on ESPN, talking about the Mets firing Carlos Mendoza.
I am not surprised by this. The team is 13 games under 500. And when you go back to June 13th of 2025, they are 72 and 102, meaning they are 30 games under 500 in that time with a payroll of $375 million. And then when you saw what happened in the Cubs series, getting swept, outscored 33-17, six errors in one game, including an error by all four infielders, that was enough for Steve Cohen to say, all right, we have to go in another direction. Let's be clear, this is not Carlos Mendoza's fault here, but when the team is this bad, something has to happen.
Look, he's talking about the Mets. It's not the same situation as the Giants. They don't have nearly as high of a payroll as the Mets do, second highest payroll in all of baseball. But everything else that he's talking about there, you could say it's about the Giants too. How bad they've been this year, how bad they've been since the middle part of last year, really since they acquired Rafi Devers last year. I mean, if Kirkchian's saying that about the Mets, that should also be true about the Giants, right? Is it going to cost anybody a job?
First of all, he said 6 errors in one game. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
6 errors in one game? What is going on? Yes. What's going on in Flushing, near Queens, where the Mets play a city field? What? 6 errors?
What is going on here?
But I did just watch the Giants this Saturday.
You were just talking about it earlier.
It was on pre-post. They committed 4 errors and hit 4 batters in the first 4 innings. While their pitchers threw 102 pitches. That's only been done, Grandy, 3 times, I believe, since 1920. Let me get my facts right.
1920?
Hold on. I got to get this right. It is unbelievable how bad that was. So will heads roll this year? Somebody's going to die on the sword.
You think so? Because I've been of the mind that you don't hire Tony Vitello, and given what he was in your decision, I don't think you say bye after 1 year.
No, you don't.
And I don't think you say bye to Buster Posey either.
Yeah, I think you give, but you gave Farhan 6 years. A guy who's been a pillar of this franchise. Don't you owe Buster another year?
Yeah.
You owe him another year. All right, that was the third time since 1920, by the way.
Third time since 1920.
There was a game with four errors and four hit by pitches by one team. Happened in 1994 and 1978.
106 years.
And before that,
three times.
And before that, you have to go back to 1915.
Oh, my God.
So Saturday, they made history. And what Devers did on Sunday completely overshadowed the painful game that was Saturday, where the bottom of the fourth inning lasted 30 minutes. And by the way, also in that game, it was so bad. Richie said that's top five, one of the worst games I've ever watched and covered here at NBC Sports.
Richie's been on fire.
Richie really has been on fire. We made awful analogy. Thanks, Richie. Got my face in there.
Hell yeah.
No slander either. Usually you make awful analogy, you get slander. You're doing something wrong. No, but he goes, they show a graphic of during the game, Grady. Through six innings, the Marlins had 12 base runners that didn't even register a hit.
Oh, my God.
That was through six innings. How bad was...
Hit by pitch, walk, and error.
It was unbelievable.
Was there any catcher's interference in there?
There was.
There was?
There was. Catcher's great. Rizzo. Pasta. Whatever the hell your name. Pasta. I love you. It was two catcher's interferences in that game, I believe.
There's two of them.
Was there two of them? Yeah, there was. And Trevor McDonald failed to touch first base.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the worst games I've ever watched.
Was there any drop third strikes? What are all the ways you could get on first base? Was there one of those?
It was so bad. I had to start walking around the newsroom because I was starting to get angry. I didn't get home till 5:30 that day. The game was first pitch at 1:05.
Oh.
So it was painful. And the Marlins had one of their largest crowds of the season. So they have fun, I guess.
Well, they've been playing better lately.
They're a scrappy team.
It's helped when the Giants are in town, though.
Giants are in town, you get a sweep. And they had won like seven in a row at home or eight in a row at home. And
they're over 500. They're in the race for a wild card spot.
They're playing really well at home. Right now, the Marlins are 28-17. So anyway, this Giants team, something's going to happen. It has to. If they keep going down this road. Honestly, I don't even believe they hit rock bottom yet. We're close.
What is rock bottom? What the hell is rock bottom?
We will know when it hits. I mean, it could have been this past week and a half. But it could only get worse, Grady. It could only get worse.
You think it can get worse than this?
Absolutely. You don't think so?
I'm struggling to find how this can get worse. They were up 6-2 in the seventh inning, and I'm sitting here in this chair yesterday thinking, oh, they're going to lose this game. How could it be worse than that? I mean, they gave up seven runs in the final three innings of the game.
They still haven't swept a team. They were nine outs away from sweeping the A's.
They were one out away from sweeping the A's.
They were one out away.
Up by
they
one.
Were.
But you're right, nine outs up
they
by
were.
Four. But one out up by one.
You knew what was going to happen?
Yeah, we all knew. So how can it be worse? They've blown, what, ten saves this year?
There could be an injury. There could be an injury.
Well, I mean, I'm writing off any hopes of doing anything in terms of wins and losses this year. And what does that matter?
They can get no hit. They can give up nine runs in any. Something else is going to happen. When you're a bad baseball team, bad things happen. And more bad things are coming their way. I mean, it's just. honestly, Grady, they're 14 games under 500. And they've got a series coming up 4th of July weekend in Coors Field. What if they go to Colorado and get swept? I mean, they lost two out of three before out there.
They could be the worst team in all of baseball. Right now, they're only better than the Rockies, and it's by a game and a half. That's it. Both the Royals and the Angels have a better record than the Giants now, and those are the bottom two teams in the AL.
Wow. So, I mean, Grandy, it could get worse.
That's scary. You just said in your life, this is the worst Giants season you've ever experienced.
And you
think it can get worse?
Absolutely, I think it can get worse.
Oh, my God.
And now people laugh at me when they say, would you rather be the White Sox? The White Sox right now are first place in the AL Central.
Yeah.
That was, what, a year and a half ago when I said that? I'd rather be the White Sox. Well, now they're 41-38. Would you rather be the White Sox now?
I like Murakami.
Dude, they got some talent.
Colson Montgomery?
Dude, they got talent.
He hits a bunch of bombs.
They've got talent. I would rather be the White Sox. I mean, they were laughing at me.
September 2024.
Yeah, so almost 2 years ago. When the White Sox were in the middle of, what, 120 loss season or whatever it was?
How fun would it have been to cover that team?
Oh, my God.
So, like, the Giants, at least when they're bad, though, they're giving us a lot to talk about. But, Grandy, I'm telling you, man, it could get worse.
Well, from a content standpoint, this is better.
Right. But, I mean, what happens if Logan Webb gets traded?
Well, they're not trading Logan Webb.
They say they're not.
You think they might? I mean, everybody has a price, but...
Everybody has a price.
Well, okay, this is my thought on the Giants, because this has been a terribly embarrassing year. Everything you've laid out is true. I'm not sure I agree with the possibility that it could get worse, because it's been so bad, as you said, the worst season you've experienced in your life as a Giants fan since 89, when you remember rooting and watching for Giants baseball. Yeah. It's been the worst year for me, and my first memory is more like, you know, towards the end of the Bonds era, so it's not nearly as long, but... Right. I don't think the team is that far off from being at least competitive. Like, I think the offense is pretty decent. I know you said that at the beginning of the year and then April was terrible. Since April, they've been a pretty good offense. And we'll see what happens, right, with Arise at the trade deadline or next year. And
it's probably gone.
And what happens with maybe they trade Chapman. Like, I get it. The offense might not be as good at the end of the year as it is right now. But I don't think they're that far off from being a decent baseball team. Like, at least competing maybe for a playoff spot. It would take... Logan Webb still being here,
yes.
And then it would take ownership being willing to spend, I don't know, instead of being the 10th highest payroll, maybe being the 5th highest payroll and getting a couple free agent starters and bullpen arms. And then, I mean, those are a lot of ifs, but like I think the offense is there where if you support them with a decent pitching staff, both in the pen and in the starting group, I don't think it's a bad baseball team. But the question becomes, are they willing to put the amount of money in that is necessary to make that happen? And I don't know about that.
They pump money into this offense, right? Willy Adames.
Yep.
Rafael Devers, you make the big trade,
for him,
which is, I was excited about it. I just can't believe how things have gone since they traded for him. And I backed Devers, even though Sunday ticked me off, and that was not cool. I don't care.
Cool.
And he sat there and said the media blew it out of proportion. We actually protected you. We haven't made a big deal about you not talking to us. Don't care. Hit bombs. Drive in runs. You've been inconsistent doing that.
Very inconsistent.
I'm coming up with the big hit.
I mean, worst year that he's had offensively in his career.
Come on now. Come on. Adames is just, he had a good game yesterday, hit the home run, but every ground ball to shortstop has been an adventure. It's been an adventure. How many times you see Devers or Elgin getting pulled off the bag? It's just, what is going on with the glove? Was that the guy they paid for coming from Milwaukee? Was he that bad in Milwaukee playing for the Brewers? Chapman? He's getting older, and he's playing well. He's back at his career averages, but is it good enough? Bryce right now is quietly slumping.
Yeah, hasn't been as good the last 10 days or something.
Hasn't been as good. He's still got a good eye, but, hey, he's going to go through. Let's see what happens with Bryce before we crown him, right? So, I don't know, man. I don't know if they're close to contending. You don't have a bullpen. Ray's probably going to be gone at the deadline.
Yeah, they should trade him.
Do you trust Landon Roop? Where's Hayden Birdsong going to be coming off of Tommy John? Trevor McDonald is just, I think he needs to go back to AAA Sacramento.
How many of your young arms do you trust? Do you trust Wisenhunt? Is he going to be a starter for you next year? I mean, he was good in that spot start earlier.
That's what I'm saying. So I kind of disagree with you, Grandy, when it comes to are they close to contending? Right now, I don't think they're close to the Diamondbacks. They're not close to the Padres. They're not. And so what happened? It's almost like the Giants need a lockout just to reset everything. Now, it's a terrible thing to say because I want baseball in my life, but I don't think they're that close to contending.
So you think should they trade Logan Webb then? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think they should trade Logan Webb, but Logan Webb doesn't deserve to be on a roster like this. Logan Webb deserves to be pitching in a postseason.
Well, obviously.
And you could probably get a big haul for him.
When you're the guy of a franchise, there's emotions involved in trading that guy away, obviously.
No doubt.
But if you don't think they're that close to contending, then I'll just ask you, like, what's the point in having him on the roster?
Don't know. That's
you can
a great
get a
question.
Lot for him. A ton for him.
Buster Posey said everything's on the table. Now, he did say, no, Logan Webb's not getting traded.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to say that because he is the face of the franchise. But behind the scenes.
He's got to be frustrated as hell, too.
That's what I'm saying. You go out there 8 innings, boom, you lose a game. He became the first pitcher since Mad Bum And I believe 2015 ago, three straight outings of pitching at least eight innings.
And on the first of those eight-inning outings, he wanted to go back out there for the ninth, and his manager pulled him. He didn't say that after the game, but we know how Logan Webb is wired.
He had Vitello's back.
Yeah.
That's why he said what he said. He still got ripped. So, you know, I don't know, man. It's been disappointing. I'm eager to see what they do at the deadline. I got the Braves in town this week. Now, they just beat the Braves last week twice in Atlanta. It was shocking. They're going to want some get back. And with the week they've had, blowing a game yesterday, all the prize stuff, swept in Miami, it's just been a nightmare. Fans are still going out in droves. And I believe, what's tomorrow? Is tomorrow Devers bobblehead day?
Yes, Rafael Devers bobblehead day. First 20,000 fans get a Devers bobblehead.
Yay!
I mean, the timing, Pasta, you know, the timing is just amazing.
On, it is. Pasta, come on. Hey, crack the mic for a second. You go down to every Giants game. Garlic fries and baseball guys, although you guys haven't released a podcast in, what, 6 weeks?
It's been a while.
Damn. Some commitment, Sam Lutman.
Well, you guys talked about how it might not be able to get worse. I know there's Grandy, you kind of disagree with that. But I will say there could be a situation where Robbie Ray's traded, Tyler Malley's traded, maybe a few of your bullpen guys are traded, and there's going to be some really, really long innings on the mound as you deal with some of these young guys coming up. So I think there is a chance. From an off-the-field standpoint, this is pretty much rock bottom, but on the field, there is definitely room to get worse.
Let's go get worse, Grady.
And they can't have, what, a top 10 pick in the draft next year? So you can't tank, even though tanking isn't really a thing in baseball?
Grady.
What?
It will get worse. And you know what? I'm here for it. You should love it. It's radio gold. When a team is that bad, there's so many things you can pinpoint. Now, the key is you can't let it boil your blood, right? You can't get Shasky out here and just start screaming at the top of your lungs. It is what it is. It's a bad baseball team.
Yeah.
At some point, you just got to accept it and laugh about it. I did that for one of the shows, possibly. What, I was just laughing? I just they got their asses kicked. I forget who they got. Just destroyed. It was the Brewers. I go, Sean, they didn't show us the running game. Sean Estes, he goes, well, you sure they didn't show us the running game? They seem to be having a track meet going first to home. I mean, they got destroyed in that game. I was just laughing about it. It's like, wow, they gave up 15 hits. Wow, they gave up this run. Wow, they just started stealing pace. I mean, you got to laugh through the pain. Laugh through the pain, Grandy, because it will get worse. The dog days of August are coming. We're already in a June swoon.
It will get worse.
We're already in a June swoon. And guess what? You don't even have to say goodbye in July this year. It's already night-night, as Steiny says. It's already night-night. So there's no goodbye in July. You're already cooked. Then the dog days come. Luckily, they're not playing 23 straight days. I don't know what
that's going to matter. Well, if it can get worse, are they going to lose 110 games? What are you saying? I mean, they've been so bad already.
Night night.
So bad.
So great.
They're 33 and 47.
Smile. Look at that smile.
They're on. If they lose tonight, they're on pace to lose 96 games. It's going to be worse than that.
I'm here for it. And you know what? I'm not here for it. It actually stinks. It actually sucks. Listen, but you know what, Grandy? I was looking at Pro Baseball Reference, right? Looking at the Giants, and I was like, this may. I'm looking at the Giants' history from when they moved to San Francisco to the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. There were some dark days. There were some lean years. Yeah. And you pull up that franchise index. This decade, with the way it's playing out, may end up being the worst decade of Giants baseball in the city of San Francisco. They got a lot
seasons,
of work to do.
Last 10 seasons, one winning record.
Yeah.
2021.
Well, I'm going to just pull it out right now. They've had some bad years. I mean, the 70s, they were awful.
Terrible.
The 80s, up until they brought in Will Clark and the Robbie Thompsons and the Matt Williams, they were awful.
But 2017 through this season, that's 10 seasons worth of baseball, one winning record. One winning record.
That's hard to do.
A number of records right around 500 or just below 500, but one winning record in 10 seasons. I'm counting this season as they're going to be below 500 because, of course, they are.
So look.
10 seasons, 10 seasons, one winning record.
And that's hard because there's an expanded playoff.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in the 60s, the two teams going to playoffs or whatnot.
Yeah.
They made the playoffs once, and they lost the World Series in 62. When McCovey hits a line drive down the third baseline, gets caught, Giants losing Game 7 in Candlestick Park. Okay. Then you get to the 70s. Again, you have a lot of teams going to the playoffs. You see, I believe two teams. I think it was just straight NLCS. Win your division, East, West, NLCS, boom, World Series. They made the playoffs once. They had some season. They won 88 games and 80 and 81, 89 and 73. Didn't make the playoffs. Then you get to the 80s. This has a chance to be the worst decade of Giants baseball in the history of the Giants since they moved to San Francisco. That's where we're knocking on. We're in 2026. 2027, are they in position to make the playoffs right now? If you look at the roster, no. 2028, who knows what these. We better pray to Bo David. I love Bo David sitting down there in Double A Richmond.
He's been and he's got, mashing the ball.
He's got swagger. He's got confidence. Got to know him a little bit in spring training. Whoop, whoop. But we don't know what he is. We don't know what he is. This, I'm telling you, Grandy, this has a chance to be the worst decade of Giants baseball since they moved to San Francisco. If they don't do something, if we got dudes moving. Rise is gone. Robbie Ray's gone. You know they're going to be willing and dealing.
Oh, yeah.
They'll fix this thing.
Malley may be gone.
Malley's gone. You know, Hauser, can you move? I mean,
he's got another year on his deal. They're probably keeping him, but.
Harrison Bader. Love getting to know him in spring. Haven't seen him on the field.
When is Harrison Bader coming back?
Who knows?
Last I heard about him, he was getting a second opinion.
He's not even on his rehab assignment yet.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
What happens when Ramos is back? John Hulley back to center? You putting Casey Schmitt in right?
You want to put Ramos in right field?
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Oh, no. I'm telling you.
All their options are bad.
We haven't hit rock bottom yet. Brace yourself, Giants fans.
I'm scared as
Buckle
hell.
Buckle up, and I'm looking at my July schedule. I got about 12 Giants games of work. Thank God they're only 30-minute shows.
888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in. You agree with Bonte that the worst is yet to come for the Giants? Let us know. Brett in Walnut Creek is up first. What's up, Brett?
What's going on, guys? I don't even know how to peel this onion back. Giants are trash. They've been trash. I don't see them getting out of the trash. Sorry. They just, I mean, they've been, like you said, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. They've been bad for the last decade. We haven't had a winning team since what that one-off where we won 105 games or whatever it was. And it's just like the bullpen is straight trash. Maybe they can scribble in instead of something from the Bible on their hats, like how to pitch and not walk the leadoff hitter. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. And it's just like, what are we going to do? Because there's no fluidity to the game. Like the offense just looks stagnant. And we got Young Hoo and Araya hitting 320.
I know. Isn't
and
that crazy?
The offense still looks like it's crazy.
Dude, I you know, Brett.
Oh, walked it off. Thanks, Brett. Off.
Dude, it is crazy. I mean, Saturday's game was so bad. Then we get to Sunday, and Devers is waving off. And I know you guys talked about it ad nauseum all week long. But I'm there in the studio. We're getting ready for post. I'm like, Richie, he's waving them off.
Yep.
He's waving them off, Richie. I don't think I've seen that. Poor Joe DeCox.
That's one where you have your whole post-game show ready, and then you say, scrap it all. We're talking Devers.
Look, our producer, you want to talk about producing? Now, Pasta's mellowed in on Friday. I haven't seen Cam, and Cam's getting ready for that reason. Yeah, Cam works hard. I don't know about Pasta. You know, Cam didn't give me my profits, man. I hooked him up, man. He didn't even say thank you. Forget Cam. I see how you young bucks do me. Listen, David Taylor was producing that show. He's like, we're going to stick out on this Devers thing. Stay with it. Follow up. Stay with it.
Yep.
Tony V. And then Tony V contradicts himself during the presser. He goes, well, he's one of our best shredders when it goes to first or third or second home.
That confused me.
You just said his legs are sore. If his legs are sore, why is he playing first base?
Well, yeah, and if he's your best first or third guy, then why are you pitch running for him?
I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm telling you, Grandy. I'm telling you. We ain't hit rock bottom yet, buddy. Buckle up, Giants fans.
Oh, no.
And you know what? Here for this again. I'm not on the radio 20 hours a week, so I can handle it. If I was on the radio 20 hours a week, it'd be hard.
You seem happy that this is going this bad.
You got to smile through the pain, Grandy. You got to smile. Sometimes you just got to laugh about it. Like catcher's interference, like wow, how does that happen? Hit by pitch, wow.
They find new ways to amaze us every day, don't they?
Again, only three teams
since 1920.
I've hit four batters and committed four errors in the same game, and they did it in the first four innings. The first four innings.
Oh, that's a whole game stat?
I thought that was a first four innings stat. That's a whole game
stat.
And
they did it in the first four innings.
The first four innings. See, you're laughing through the pain. Right, Posse, you saw that, right?
No, I did see it. It could get worse, Grandy.
Oh,
it could get
worse. God, I hope not. Let's check in how the callers think. 888-957-9570. Ryan's in San Bernardino. What's up, Ryan?
Yo, Grandy, Bonte, nice to hear from you guys. You guys are on fire today.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just curious, as a Niners fan, with Jed York, I heard Grandy say earlier that the Giants are 10th in payroll. I'm just curious, if Jed York was the owner of the San Francisco Giants, do you think we would go, or you guys, the Giants fans, would go above 10th in payroll to, like, top 10? Or do you think they would drop in payroll, like, 10, 20, 30?
Jay York spent that money.
Good call, Ryan.
Good call. Jay York spends that money.
Mm-hmm.
How many guarantees and signing bonuses and contract extensions have they given out over the last 10 years?
As many as possible.
Greenlaw got extended. Warner got new money. Kittle got new money. Bosa got new money. Yep. Debo got new money. Purdy's got new money.
McCaffrey's
got new money.
Garoppolo did before that.
Right. Garoppolo.
He was
Trent
the highest
Williams.
Paid quarterback for a minute there.
Right. Trent Williams, he's got new money.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay York spends money.
Mm-hmm.
We know Joe Lacob spends money. Joey Lightyears. So,
and the rules are different, of course, in baseball. Maybe it changes next year with the new CBA coming, but without a salary cap, if Joe Lacob or Jed York were the owners of the Giants, I would imagine they'd be spending more money.
Oh, they would. They don't care about tax. If you're winning, you're paying the tax.
Yeah. Jed York has learned from his mistakes.
Jed York, he gets a bad rap for some of the things he's done. Or he still hasn't gotten over, or I think some fans haven't gotten over his dismissal of Jim Harbaugh. Kyle Shanahan's been a better coach over his tenure with the Niners. I get it. Like, he's had a lot more longevity, but Jed York learned his lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he spent money. I haven't spent it in the greatest places, but he has spent money.
I got my issues with the Niners, but yeah.
Yeah.
They've had some of the most talented rosters in the Shanahan era of any team in the NFL.
Wow.
It's not necessarily there right now. I don't think they're the most talented roster in the NFL, but they've been of the most talented rosters in the league almost every year the last 8 years? Yeah.
2023, oh man.
That's painful.
I mean, it's a lot of pain talk right now, man. Break my day up, Grandy. Come on. I don't even want to come down that route.
Well, we'll see if the callers can do that.
All right, let's do it.
I don't know. Ryan in Santa Clara is up next on the Giants. What's up, Ryan?
How we doing?
What's up, Ryan?
We have a pitcher's park. I miss the days in 2010 when we had Timmy, we had Kane, we had everyone going 8 innings. Why don't we dial it back, keep Arias, keep Jung-Ho Lee, get rid of Devers, get rid of Adames, load up the bullpen, load up the staff. Just give me some 2-1 games. Give me some 1-0 games. I want to see some torture again. We have a pitcher's park. Why don't we just play to the stadium that we have and try to, I don't know why we keep trying to hit home runs when we can't hit home runs. Build around Eldridge and just get hits, get some speed on the roster, just scrap together some W's.
You know what's crazy? Ryan, how old are you?
I'm 26.
26. So you probably don't remember the late 80s. You weren't even born yet. The late 80s Cardinals. To your point, they were playing at Busch Stadium on AstroTurf, and they built their roster knowing that, hey, we got a lot of turf. We're going to get speed out here. Vince Coleman, Willie McGee. Yeah, Terry Pendleton. Yeah, Ozzie Smith, the Wizard. And they just ran and ran and ran, turned singles into doubles, doubles into triples. For the life of me, since Barry Bonds is retired, even during their World Series years, why not build a roster knowing that, to your point, give me some damn speed. You got triples alley. Forget moving the fences in. Let's get some speed out there. Some dudes who go first to home. The fact that the Giants continuously finish last in stolen bases.
Good call, Ryan.
Rarely go first to home. Good call, Ryan. Chaskin and I have been talking about this for years.
Yep.
Can I get some damn speed and play to your park? Please.
And pitching.
That's what won you 3 World Series.
Please.
Pitching and bullpen.
Please.
And speed.
And you think of all people that would understand that, Buster Posey would understand that. Posey, less about the speed, but more about the pitching. Yeah. He's the catcher of 3 World Series teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's the decision maker.
Yep.
The chief decision maker of this baseball club.
Yep.
And it's a team that is built around overpaid offensive players and a pitching staff where you trust
one and a half
starters.
One guy.
And who do you don't trust anybody in the bullpen. And look,
no,
I get that Randy Rodriguez is hurt and he'll be back next year and you hope that he's good and can be your closer again. But you knew that coming into this season. You traded away Duvall and Rodgers, and you did nothing to help your pen.
Poor Ryan Walker.
I mean, he was bad again yesterday.
I know. Eric Miller.
Eric Miller was bad again yesterday. I mean, Caleb Killian had been good. He'd been one of the bright spots of late, and then he gives up, what, 5 runs in the 9th?
No, Don, I know you're going to go to calls. No. Talking about the 2015 Kansas City Royals. Mm. Think about the troubles they gave the Giants during that World Series in 2014.
And then went all the way back and won it in 2015.
Ask the Oakland A's fans how that wild card game went with the Kansas City Royals. Yeah. I mean, the Astros had speed, whether it's Springer, Altuve. They were going first to home. I mean, you need speed. Give me some speed. You're playing this ballpark, and it's big. Use it to your advantage.
And the thing is, they've preached that. They've talked about we got to get more athletic and fast, and they just don't do it.
They don't do it. I just don't get it.
It's like Steve Kerr saying we got to get younger, and then you re-sign Al Horford for 2 years.
That's a cheap shot right there. They just drafted 2 guys, man.
Well, yeah. We got to get younger. I would think that means more than just the draft.
Hey, there's somebody out there saying, hey, we drafted an old rookie, Yaxel Lindenberg. He's already 24 years old. He's old.
Not 24 yet. He's 23.
I know. I get it. But you know there's somebody out there thinking about it.
Well, that grinded Willard's gears yesterday.
Did it really?
Yeah. He's like, why is everyone saying he's 24? He's 23.
Sorry, Willard, if you're out there listening. Probably not.
He's not listening.
What is he doing?
He said it's his parents' 60th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So I think he's with family celebrating. 60 years for the Willard's parents. Wow. Yeah. Tom and Ellen. Congrats to Tom and Ellen.
Congrats to Tom and Ellen. 60 years. Wow.
Back out to the phones. Rich in Fremont is up next. What's up, Rich?
What's up, Grandy? Hey, you know what makes this Friday special?
What's that?
What makes it special is that when you get a set with bringing back Bonte Hill and Grandy for a set, man, that's what makes this Friday special.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, Rich. Hey,
Grandy's carrying me.
I don't know about that.
Grandy's doing a hell of a job. Hey, Rich, Grandy deserves a full-time role. I mean, the fact that he's not pairing up with somebody at the golf tournament and still at the Silverado in Napa is a joke. Yep. This guy's a starter, Rich. He's a max player at this place.
Hey, I'm not. And you know what? I'm not mad at you for that. That's a good call. but also, I got to give a shout out to Bonte. He was on my podcast that I had about a year ago, 2 years ago, and he came on with me, and it was great. We had a great time.
Appreciate that.
But dude, this Giants team, this Cracker Jack team, I'm just like, dude, come on. How you had that game against the A's and you just said, "Oh, here, take the game. We don't want it." And I'm just like, "Is this MLB or are we watching high school? What is going on?"
I watched the Nationals. Even though the Nationals blew that game 9-1, they treated Giants like a JV team. They were just stealing bases like it was nothing.
Yep.
Like just going on the first pitch. Like, dude, we got to do something about this.
Dude, it was like a reoccurring horror film that I couldn't get out of. I was like, dude, what? Oh, you had the lead. Oh, man. I'm sorry, guys. This is frustrating as hell as a Giants fan. It really is. I mean, I think I'm starting to come out with hives watching these games. Oh, this boy, is
don't
just
do that. Hey. Laugh through the pain, Rich.
Somebody do something.
You got to laugh through the pain.
What do you want him to do? What do you want him to do, Rich?
Man, I don't know. Go get some people who know how to play MLB baseball. That's what they're supposed to do. I'm supposed to be watching good pitching, good hitting, good running. And instead, I'm watching people scratching their heads going, are we supposed to throw the ball now? I'm like, dude. That's all I got. Bonte, thanks. Brandy, thanks, man.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call.
Frustration, man.
I think a lot of Giants fans feel like Rich does.
Oh. You got to laugh through it. I'm telling you, Grandy, laugh through the pain. I try to get to see if I was working with Shasky, Spadoni, tell Shasky to laugh through a pain. Instead, they let the guy yell like a maniac. Don't let it get to you. This is a bad baseball team. It is what it is. It's over.
A little bit of news.
Uh-oh.
That was Shasky laugh. A Major League Baseball general manager named Manazian just got fired. But it's the Angels Manazian, Perry Manazian.
He's got fired?
Angels general manager Perry Manazian has been fired by the Angels.
Oh, boy. I like Zach. Zach's a good dude, man. I'm pulling for him.
So the Mets fire their head coach, their manager, and the Angels fire their general manager.
What are the Kelce odds that he gets brought into the Giants organization at some point?
Dude. So they're 5-5 in their last 10 against the Angels.
Yep.
They've won two games in a row.
They've been, just like the Giants, one of the worst teams in baseball all year.
They're 7 back of the Mariners in the AL West.
It's because that division sucks.
Maybe they think they need a jolt. Maybe this is the jolt they
No, the need. Angels are not deluded enough to think they have a chance at anything.
Angels have won 4 or 5. Okay. Actually hot right now.
Okay, Bonte.
JPTA, they're hot. They won 4 or 5 and he got fired?
Stop it.
You know what I do to see the Giants win 4 or 5? By the way, the Giants, again, you got to laugh through the pain, folks. Laugh through the pain. They haven't won 4 in a row all season.
Nope. Steiny has a bet with Goo if they ever win 6 games in a row. Steiny's no, and Goo's, of course, yes, they will.
Guru's going to lose another bet.
And also, Goo and Willard have a bet with Steiny and Dibbs and I if the Giants will ever get back to 500.
Oh, that's done.
Dibbs, Steiny, and I are on the no side. Willard and Goo are on the yes side. So they're going to owe us dinner. It's going to be great.
Guru loves losing bets. At least, you know what?
He does
I will
love
say about Guru.
Losing bets.
I say about Steiny and Willard, at least they pay their bets back. At least they pay their debts.
Who doesn't?
Huh.
Say it.
Snitches get stitches. Pasta, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Wait, sorry. Say it. Who pays their bets?
Steiny, Goo, Willard and Dibbs. They pay their debts.
Okay, so I know who you're talking about. Gotcha. By the way.
No, you don't know. I don't think you do know.
Oh, do I not?
I don't think you do.
Okay.
I don't think you do.
By the way.
I'm still waiting on a steak.
The Sharks have made their pick at number 9.
Who we got? Who
so
we got?
First of all, they picked 2nd overall. They went with Ivar Stenberg, left winger from Sweden. They also earned the number 9 pick by trading away William Eklund earlier this week. They went with Keaton Verhoef, or maybe Verhoef, a defenseman from North Dakota. I apologize if I mispronounced his name, but I don't watch college hockey. I can't say it. But a defenseman from North Dakota. Keaton Verhoef. Is the selection born in 2000? Verhoef. Keaton Verhoef.
What's the bio on him?
In his draft -1 season, Verhoef scored 21 goals while playing 26 plus minutes per game in the WHL. His raw potential and development curve made him a potential number 1 defenseman candidate. He sought harder competition this season at North Dakota rather than padding his stats in Victoria. It is exceedingly rare that a player his age performs the way he did in college as a defender. His physical game will seamlessly translate to the NHL, pushing opponents off the puck, clearing the net front, and killing plays by pinning forwards. His powerful shot and playmaking continue to show in the NCAA. He's a highly intelligent individual with a thick physical build that bodes well for his NHL prospects. Verhoef projects as a top pair defender if his skating and decision making continue to improve.
Wow, I just read this one line on ESPN.com. That's a hell of a bio. That gets me excited about the Sharks.
Oof.
This has the potential, it says, to go down as a draft that cemented the foundation for the Sharks on their way to cup contention status.
Ooh, I love that. I mean, they needed a defenseman. And according to this is also ESPN.com, he has potential to be the best defenseman in this class, and they got him at number 9.
Oh, my gosh. And they got pick number 27?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Cook, Mike Greer, Cook.
Damn.
All right.
Wow. Sharks.
We need you. We need you, Sharks.
We need you.
We need you more than any.
We need you really badly. Let me tell you something. With the way it's going down in the Bay Area, you radio hosts, you beat reporters, you have Brett. Better rush up on the rules of hockey.
Yeah, absolutely.
You may be talking about some hockey.
Absolutely.
A lot more than you want to.
How about some World Cup? I know you've been talking about that. It is time for a World Soccer Championship update.
Is that a real thing around here?
Yeah, this World Soccer Championship update is brought to you by Jack's Bar and J-Town Pizza, your destination for international soccer action in San Jose's Japantown. 6 games today, Bonte. 2 are done. 2 are underway. 2 more coming up. We had Group I action earlier. France beat Norway 4-1. Kind of strange. Norway was fine losing that game. They were already going to advance. Senegal thrashed Iraq 5-0. As a result, France wins the group. Norway is 2nd. They're through. Senegal, as a result of that 5-0 win, are 3rd, and they will likely also make the knockouts. It's not certain because you got to wait for all the other groups to tail off, but they will likely make the group as well. We've got action right now between Cape Verde and Saudi Arabia in Houston, 0-0 in the 37th minute. Mm-hmm. And then Uruguay versus Spain from Guadalajara, that is also 0-0 in the 37th minute. A win for Spain means they win the group. A draw also if Cape Verde doesn't win and overturn Spain's goal differential. Uruguay, though, needs to equal or better Cape Verde's result today to advance. So Uruguay has a lot on the line in this game.
I love that update. It was so smooth. You're so locked into the World Cup. And we said it earlier. We got soccer fever around
here. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the players only bracket right now. I'm in second place, Grandy.
Okay.
Second place of the players only. My guys, Bindo, Warwai Hef, Jihad, Mondo, the whole crew, Chevy Motone. We got a lot of who's in there.
You told me John you were in Tofi. First place earlier.
These are nothing but players. Let me tell you, nothing but players. PLAYAZ. Players only. I don't know if you're a player, Grandy. I don't know if you can get into this pool. A lot of players in this pool. And it's serious. Serious business.
You told me you were in first place. You're in second place?
Well, yeah, I didn't get a perfect bracket with France. I had Norway finishing in third.
Oh, you didn't believe in
Ghana.
You didn't believe in Holland and Odegaard?
I didn't know he was Norwegian, man. I thought he was some sweet, man. I would have known that.
That's Jokeresh and Isak. That's Sweden.
Gosh, I thought the guy was from Sweden. He was in Norway.
You don't do your
damn
homework. You tell me I can't get in this group. You don't even know who plays for Norway.
I slipped up on that. But I do have them finishing third, so they're advancing for me. But I did not finish. I had them in third. I had Senegal finishing in a second. But the players only bracket, it's heating up right now. I've got a medal next to my name, Grandy. Second place right now. I'm trying to prove that I know my soccer, my football. I'm locked in. I've been to two World Cup games. Dude, the action right now is nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And the stars have been performing. Mbappe. How about Dembele today with the hat trick for France? They look amazing right now. I don't care who's playing for Norway. Cristiano Ronaldo. Welcome back, buddy. Welcome to the World Cup. What's this move, Greg Randy? You call
the sea.
They hear that crowd at Houston Stadium, whatever they're calling it, Reliant Field for the Texans, whatever. But they hear that crowd go,
the pop
when he did that.
Yep.
I had to rewind it 10 times. Got me up off my couch. Who else is balling? Oh, Messi, of course. He's doing what he does. Portugal's playing, as
we
mentioned.
Morocco, they're good.
They're a sleeper. Morocco.
They went to the semis 4 years ago.
Morocco versus the Netherlands.
The Netherlands look good, too. They're suddenly scoring goals. They never score goals.
That's a heavyweight battle that we're getting in the first round of the knockout stage. That is unbelievable.
We also have two more games coming up tonight at 8 o'clock. Egypt versus Iran from Seattle. New Zealand versus Belgium from Vancouver. Egypt, they win the group with a win, and they're essentially through to the knockouts no matter what happens. If Iran wins, they effectively guarantee themselves a spot in the knockout. Belgium wins, they're going to be through as well. New Zealand win, and you're likely in. A draw or a loss, and they're likely out. And that is our World Soccer Championship update, brought to you by Jack's Bar and J-Town Pizza, your destination for international soccer action in San Jose's Japantown. And we're now, Bonte, just 5 days away from U.S. Bosnia.
I can't wait.
In Santa Clara.
I'm going down
in
there.
In the round of 32.
You're going to Levi's. I'm making it happen.
That's a hot ticket.
I got my boy Anthony here. We're about to go to the Valks game. We're going to the World Cup game together.
Hell yeah.
We're locked in. But let me tell you, we got live action tonight. You mentioned Belgium, the Red Devils, Lukaku. Yep. How about him coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Gets Egypt scored in like 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But I love Mo Salah in Egypt. I love them. I have them finishing in third place in the group. So I kind of need Iran to win.
Okay.
And I won't see Egypt go to third place or maybe advance. But Mo Salah's too good. They're rolling right now. They got momentum. Just won their first ever World Cup game.
And now they could win a group.
But for the players only bracket, I'm trying to be the biggest player of them all. All right?
Okay.
So shout out to Warwai Hef. G's going down to Mexico City for a game.
Ooh.
Mondo wants Mexico to win it all. He's talking. He's waving his flag left and right. Bindo's texting left and right. I don't even know where he's at in the standing. I'm telling you, Grandy, the players only bracket. One day, you may be a player.
Well, maybe next World Cup. Maybe.
We'll see. See how your year goes.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up after this. Bonte, Grandy, it's Willard and Dave, the 95.7 The Game.